The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hi, Tandy, and welcome to The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Well, on this podcast, we're going to hear from Claire about why she started the Amy's Auction fundraiser.
Amy is my best friend, and seeing her go from being one of the fittest netball players I know and umpire and going to being in a hospital bed for weeks and weeks and weeks at a time is quite upsetting. So I had to do something.
As I understand it, the diagnosis itself was to do with a heart.
Yeah, so Amy's quite a complex case. It's not something as simple as it being a heart problem. It's a mixture. So basically she had a bleed, which caused a bleed in her esophagus or stomach. And that caused her stomach to be basically not tolerating foods or drinks at all. She could take minor bits, but not enough to keep you going on a daily basis. So because of that, she's had to have the peg fitted. Now she's still, her stomach's still not accepting the feeds that she has to administer every single day or night, because the stomach's just not working, it's not tolerating anything. So because of that, I think that's the reasons why her electrolytes are out, her heart's not good, her potassium's always at a really dangerous level. I mean, her kidneys are on the verge of, she's needing kidney dialysis if it gets any lower than what it is at the minute, which I think it's only a matter of time. But it's a mixture of all of that, but I'm assuming it's mostly down to her nutritional side of things at the moment. But Amy's always had an issue with her heart anyway. I'm not sure what that's called. I think that's something she's had for a long time. But yeah, it's a mixture of a lot of things.
Dara, so you had COVID on top of that as well. It's not really the best situation for her?
No, unfortunately, I think I can only assume that it's down to the costs. That's the reason why the NHS can't find the root causes of Amy's illness. I can only assume it's down to the costs, and NHS, you know, they're absolutely snide. They're inundated, aren't they, at the moment? So I can only assume it's down to that.
What's her actual condition herself?
So right now at the moment, she's basically just lying in a hospital bed, really poorly, really sick, really weak. She's not good at all.
Has she been in to see specialists?
She had a consultation late last year, and then she went down to London. I took her to London for a test on her stomach. She had a second consultation about the results of that test. And since then, the specialist in London has basically sent Amy over a quote with a plan of action on as well. Various different tests and things. Basically, they wanted to go to London, have a 2-week stay there, and basically do this, that, and the other test. And hopefully from there on, she might pick up, she might improve. We don't know. It might not even work. It's okay spending this 29K, but it might not even work. I'm praying it does work, but who knows?
And that must be extremely worrying for not only you as a Bezzy, but also her family as well.
Yeah, Amy's in hospital, lonely, alone, scared, frightened, just on her own. So that's not good for Amy's mental health as well. So yeah, it's not good. I just need to raise this last bit of money just to get her there. The sooner we've got that money, we can pay it and she can go.
You started obviously with some netball donations. They've been coming in. Also extended it to more football related items that are available for auction. So give me an idea of some of the items you've had in the past.
So when I first started fundraising last year, I basically sent tons and tons and tons and tons of emails and Facebook messages, Instagrams, to all the netball world. Tried to get the word out there as much as possible. And yeah, I got quite a lot of netball items. I got, you know, signed dresses from Beth Cobden, a Loughborough Lightning ball with all the signatures on, Manchester Thunder dresses. Mavericks sent out some merchandise. I got quite a few things from the netball world, but now it's slowly kind of done its time. But on Facebook, I've set up this auction page and a lot of people are kind of getting wind as to how poorly Amy actually is. And a lot of people are donating more things. So it's been really, really good. Recently, we've had quite a lot of football things donated, which is going amazing at the moment. So hoping that continues. But yeah, word's getting round, I think. I got a message off Gary Burgess the other day he's sending a couple of donations, which I thought was absolutely amazing. Who gets a message off Gary Burgess? So yeah, I think we've got quite a lot of things on auction, but I think we still need a few more things if possible.
The nice thing as well, I saw a Netball World Cup towel as well. Those kind of things that people can't get usually down the high street.
Yeah, I got that donated off a lady I know. She's an umpire. I umpire with her. And she was part of the Netball World Cup. And yeah, she donated that. But the same lady also managed to get me an England dress and an England ball all signed. So that went for quite a bit, which was amazing. So yeah, got some really, really good things that we've auctioned off so far.
People might be listening and thinking, oh, well, I've maybe got an item that I would love to donate to such a good cause like this. How can they get in touch with you? How can they maybe find the page as well?
Yeah, so the Facebook page is simply called Amy's Auction. So that's AMY. So Amy's Auction. It's a public page, so anybody can access it. Anybody can like it.
But that would be a great way to help. And obviously, really wish Amy well in the meantime. The GoFundMe page is linked to on the Facebook page as well.
Yeah, that's all on there as well. But yeah, if anybody's got anything, any donations, whatever you've got, anything you've got stashed in your wardrobe, anything at all, please just, drop me a message if you can on Facebook or Instagram. And I'll be happy to accept that and get that on the auction page.
As we mentioned, Amy's Auction online on Facebook. And if you've got something to donate, you can get in touch with her via that page.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.